Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Russia says it is withdrawing troops from the Ukrainian border, but NATO says there is no sign of de-escalation. A statement from the Russian Defense Ministry on Tuesday said units from its two military districts are returning to their garrisons, despite reports that Moscow approved of an invasion on Wednesday. But the West has been skeptical of the Russian claims, with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said there are no signs of de-escalation and claimed Russia still has a huge force to prepare to attack. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the country hasn't seen any movement yet and it was just all statements as he toured the country for a new National Unity Day in which Ukrainians were asked to fly the national flag and sing the national anthem. But David Arakhamia, head of Zelensky's Servant of the People Party, claimed the fear-mongering reports Western media outlets were doing were more damaging to Ukraine than Russian state propaganda. Mykola Kolytilo is a lawyer based in the capital Kiev, and he spoke to me from the western city of Chernivtsi, which is close to the Romanian border, before Russia said it has withdrawn troops. He said not a lot of people there were overtly concerned about a Russian invasion.
Well, I can say that comparing to newspapers and what you see from newspapers, especially in US newspapers, I would say that feelings of Ukrainians are less, say, panicking. Or I don't know what is the reason. Either it's because we already live in war. We started in 2014. Or people just don't believe that any other escalation is possible. Or the third reason, actually, that Ukrainian politicians, their communication is, rather positive, and they say, "Well, it's nothing may happen. You can trust us." Well, I think it's probably the three main reasons why Ukrainians, less worrying, probably is that. It's probably even some foreigners, but of course it's starting to escalate. I think in December, nobody cared at all, but in January, more and more people were a bit stressed. But of course now, when you see that. Many countries forbid their nationals to visit Ukraine, or also they recommend all their nationals to leave Ukraine. Of course, you have some warning inside of you. But the general point that, of course, there is some people who are more concerned, who are less concerned, but I wouldn't say that there is the whole society is in panic or is panicking. Yeah.
You recently left the capital, Kiev. Can you tell us what it was like there before you leave?
Well, actually, yeah, I moved yesterday from Kiev to Chernivtsi, my hometown, and where my parents live. Actually, it's quite a coincidence because I wanted to visit my parents in January. For Christmas, but I wasn't able then, and then I postponed to February, and actually now you consider it was a coincidence with escalation. What I can tell in Kyiv, well, it's not much different than in Chernivtsi, that is a bit more western to the west of Ukraine. Of course, more and more people are talking about the war, so any discussion with your friend or with your relative, you cannot avoid discussion about the possible war. Some of people are more preparing even food or trying to be more prepared. Some people are leaving the cities from eastern of Ukraine to the west, but I would say it's minority. Some people are leaving Ukraine, but it's also like minority. I think like in general it's less than 1%, but the majority of people, they just stay in their places. They do things as usual. And I just can repeat that, well, the majority don't believe that anything may happen despite the news. Yeah, but of course, yeah, it's not general. There are different views even among the Ukrainians.
So I guess the local viewpoint is that for like a lot of international media coverage, it's the threat of invasion is a little bit overblown, over exaggerated.
In Ukraine, there is this feeling, and many people really believe that it's quite exaggerated. But I think that the main reason is the communication from politicians, from president, and from others. They clearly state that it's not possible. But well, I don't know why they're doing it. Either they really believe that, or they just try to calm the situation. I think both probably, but yeah, of course, for them it's quite dangerous to say, well, there is a huge threat of war. Of course, they tried to avoid that, also because of economical reasons. Because you see that when it's communicated in the media that there might be war in Ukraine. Of course, the currency exchange rate just drops, and investors just escape from Ukraine. So, for economies, it's also very difficult. Probably that's why they try to stabilize by their statements. But also, I think I usually try to read as much information as possible in media and newspapers. I cannot avoid that. And many, let's say, independent researchers, they also Ukrainian independent researchers, they also like describing the situation that it may not happen now. And they have some arguments, but.
Yeah, because I think for the past couple of years, there's always this rhetoric of, well, the Russians are about to invade in Ukraine since the war in the East in 2013. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It was, I think, last year, this year, but since 2014, I wouldn't say that. Of course, we are more concerned about the east of Ukraine and Crimea, but there was not a visible threat to the whole territory of Ukraine, which is now more visible than ever before, I think. And it was not really discussed that, oh well, Russians may invade a large part of Ukraine. It was more like discussed how we act with Donbass and Crimea, but now of course it's more to the threat of invasion to other parts of Ukraine.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.